Sometimes we have to stay late.
So much not in the mood then.
No. Sooner the better. My sentiments exactly. We could be theoretically we could finish quickly. No, we're not going to finish Saturday tonight. That's tomorrow night. We are going to start though Gittin tomorrow night. That's the next Masechta. What?
Gittin was starting tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the next one.
What's the next one in the
Dorm? The
Dorm,
yeah.
Okay.
I could do no say Pesach. The top of 88 for Mem Dalon base. We know that the Kohanim will make the Pesach if they're Tomei Betumah Sato, meaning that they've gone over a place where there is a dead body which is not known to them, not known to anybody, I should say, then it doesn't make them Tomei. That's true about the people who eat a Korban Pesach, the people who make a Korban Pesach, the Kohanim who make it. Nazir, how many knows it's true about a Nazir as well? That not the Nazir himself, that we know, but the people who do the Korban of the Nazir, the Kohanim, how we know the Kohanim became Tomei Betumah Sato, the Korban Nazir is still a valid Korban. So Rabbi Yosef, Moshe Rav Chisda said, Avinu and Sarvi Meimim wanted to say, all of it says, upon him, Tumas Sato is not a problem, upon him it says, because it says that the Korbanator brings down, the Pasuk is, Kiyomus Meis Olav. If a dead person dies upon him, which means basically that we know about this dead person, so then that might be going on the Nazir himself. Below Ovich, below not on the Kohen who's doing that vote of the Nazir. We might have taught who Nazir also Pesach, since it says the Nazir and the people who do the Pesach are the same thing. Adam Ra tells us, whatever's true about one is true about the other, and therefore, just like the Kohen by the Pesach, even if he's Tamei, Betumah Satahom, a Tamei which is not known, Tumah which is not known to anybody, the Pesach is Tar, is kosher, so too by Nazir, even if the Kohen who's making the Korban of the Nazir was Tamei, but to Masa Tahom, then the Korban Nazir is still a valid Korban.
Could you also say that by definition it's not Tahom because makes Nafal Alav on him, not that
yeah.
He walked
over. No, that's true, but that's about the Nazir, not about the Kohen who did it. We're extrapolating from the Nazir to the Kohen who did the Nazir's Avoda.
Which Korban?
The Korban brought by Nazir at the end of his Nazirus. What? Yeah, well, all of them.
Oh, okay.
The Kohen does all of them. Okay, Ezu Keveratom. Now here we finally get to what is a Keveratom. We had this back in Pesachim already. Keveratom is a mace shenikbar, a mace was buried in the ground, and you didn't know about his presence. Nobody knew about his presence. But not only in the ground, but also shenikbar bekash is buried in straw, betevin in hay, ba'afar in dirt, betroros and in stones. But if he was buried not in the ground, but he was underwater, or in a dark pit, or in crevices in the ground, that's not called Tahom, because the general principle is kosher. The general principle is kosher, it should be iat. Kosher iat yochel fanoso, anytime you cannot take out the mace readily without digging him up, then that's called the kevatom, that's the fine kevatom. The chon should be kosher at, right? It's reversing the words from line to line. Kosher at yochel fanoso, anytime you can take out the mace readily, because it's only underwater or in air, so then enos kevatom does not have a status of kevatom. Bekash v'tevin enat yochel fanoso, I understand. If it's buried in straw and in hay, can't you just remove the straw and hay and remove the mace quite readily and easily? Why does that make a keverato? Let's say Masisa lo krabiosi. Let's say Mishnah is not like krabiosi. The krabiosi amar tevin ubitlo batel. Tevin only if you specifically relegated that straw, that hay to remain in spot. Meaning that you canceled it to the ground, you renounced verbally all intention of ever removing that hay, only then it's going to be butthole, only then it's rendered part and parcel of the ground. But in normal circumstances, it's not. Rabbi Yosef, here, yeah, we're saying that the maize buried in the hay is like buried in the ground. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Moshe, Rabbi Chisda said, Divrei HaKol Hi. Everybody can agree. Rabbi Yosef said that in order that the tevin is considered to be nullified vis-a-vis the ground, and in order to do that you have to verbally nullify, that's only when shebolo be'ofar, when you mix it together with dirt. And when you mix it together with dirt, then it's interesting. I don't remember this, but we must have had this in the past. When you mix it together with dirt, then it's clear that your intent is for the hay to make for you, or the, to make for you pitch, because hay plus dirt equals pitch. So then you certainly intend to take it away. You intend to use it in your building. So then, in order to negate, to relegate it to the status of ground itself, the Mei Kevra told me you have to verbally nullify its existence. When it's just plain hay in the ground, so then I assume that your intent is not ever to remove it without any specific verbal declaration, and therefore, underneath that, any corpse is tumas atzahom. Rabbi, yesh tevin shu kafar. There is hay, which is like dirt, and dirt, which is like hay. Tevin shein yochel lefanoso, the tevin where you cannot remove it, meaning you're not going to remove it. That dirt which you're not going to remove is like offer, is like dirt. That hay which you're not going to remove is like dirt, is like offer. V'offer shu ketev, and therefore it creates kevatom. And dirt which you do intend to remove at some point, so that dirt is considered to be hareo kafar, that's considered to be, I'm sorry, hareo ketev, and that's like hay, and therefore it doesn't create tevrat tahom. Says the Gemara, the very Rabbi Yana Amri, in the house of Rabbi Yana, they said, chifo machlotos. If you cover the grave with mats, butter, then the grave becomes kevrat tahom. Says Marisa Kamei, come see, look how preposterous this seems. Below machtzelos, if you fill the grave with mats, lo butter. Obviously not canceled to the grave, in the grave it's not kevrat tahom. But chifo machtzelos, but if you can cover the grave with mats, butter, then it's butter and the grave is considered to be covered up. The Gemara doesn't like that distinction. The Gemara seems as though that there's not distinction between putting the mats in the ground in the grave with him on top of it, or putting the mats on ground level. In both cases, should be considered to be not part and parcel of the grave, and there should not be kevratom leniencies.
Well, if it's in the ground, you still know that it's a grave.
Right.
It may be covering the body, but you know it's a grave. Uh-huh. If it's covering over the grave, it might camouflage.
That's not a bad answer. I'm just surprised where it doesn't talk or say something like that. Okay. Milo, it should be chayos, according to the Mashbiach in Ervin. Sure, if you filled it full of sacks of air, you know, like sandbags without the sand. So tzricha, we don't, well, actually sandbags, let's call it that. Tzricha, it's a question whether that's considered to be making a keratom or not making keratom. Rav Zina, Rabbi Yana, Shem Rish Lakish, Afilu Rake, even though they're empty sandbags, it's still a shayla. With time it's empty sandbags, for sure you're going to remove them eventually, but no, maybe the sandbags which are empty also are bottled to the grave. Says my Rabbi Zina, Rabbi Yana, Shem Rish Lakish said, Afilu, all right, just do that. I feel rake. That's all. Even they're empty. Ezu keratom. What is keratom? Also, besides, it has to be fully covered. Kol shein adam zochur, nobody remembers that there's a grave there. B'chash lomar, why are you not afraid to say Shem Echol b'sof olam? Maybe some of the end of the world. B'cheskas achai b'chaye, who's still soon to be alive, because we assume that all people remain alive at any given time. So that, why? Maybe I'm afraid that he is going to know about this grave, and therefore the grave should not be said to be kevrat tahom. Says Mara, no, we're talking about the pater b'shemotzo kamtutz. We're talking about a case where we found him broken up. When we found him broken up, we assume that nobody knew about the grave, because obviously the intention was not to make a grave. It must mean an avalanche fell on him or something. And that's why he's broken up in the grave. Okay? Tani, we learned, en chos a kevrat tahom, el meisubavad. The only kinds of kevrat tahom for leniency is where you have a question of contact with a dead body. An avela, but a question of contact with an avela, a dead cow, lo, then there's no leniency involved. Kav v'chomer, it's a kav v'chomer, the Gemara asks. The Gemara actually asks this question. Ma im ha meis. If a meis, it should be. So the Kormenei changes, and I think he's right. Ma im ha meis, shem etame bo'el, meis who's metame in a tent, instead of Shainos and Mishkav Moshe, delete those words. Now, Meshain, Matambo, was a Tambo, Hareos, a Kevratahom. Nevertheless, there's a leniency of Kevratahom vis-a-vis him. Nevela, a dead carcass of an animal, which is Namatanbo, take out Shosa Mishkan Moshe, it's simply not true, which doesn't make an Tumen Ra'el, because Nevel only makes the time if you come direct contact with it, right? So in addition to said Kever Atom Zanakav Chomer, then it becomes Kever Atom, right, for leniency. So there v'leiz the dover ne'er ma'ilachol so kever the kever hatahom elamesavah. Where does have to tell me therefore what does the coming down that tells me that the only thing which becomes kever tom is a mace loti to preclude any clue of kever tom even by mishka moshav even by things that Zov lies on or sits upon. There is never any kula of tumah satom. We always assume that the tumah is a valid tumah. Okay, it's only unique kula by mace, so we have this concept of tumah satom. Okay? You could. Just that the Gemara doesn't use it. But you could have said the same thing about all. That's right. Agreed. Rabbi Yosef Buna Bebun Amar, Yosef Buna said that it should be Bar Kapara here, really. Bar Kapara Shal Rebbe. Bar Kapara Yosef Yerenosi. Tapa Mem Chesmav. Ad Kedun Bimora Makura. This is really going back in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah it said that if you enter a cave and later it turns out there was a dead bird body in the cave and we assume you became Tommy, we have to be Machmir, right? So it says Ma'ara Makura, that might be true by a Ma'ara which has a roof, because that makes a what? That's what I thought too. No. Because the Safik Tum Rosh Hussein Yachid Pnei Moshe says. Because that makes it Safik Tum. Yeah.
It's a public
cave. It doesn't matter. It's still considered to be, technically speaking, anything covered to be Rishus HaYochid. Just like by Shabbos, everything covered is technically the Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid. So then they would make a tummy. I feel more ashamed. What about it's a cave which is not covered up? So Savar Bar Kapara, again, it's Bar Kapara, right? Bar Kapara holds. Ain't Savik Tuma Tzav HaPnei Amayim. In that case, we assume that Tuma floating on the water is not Matamayu. Unless you know that it touched you, we don't assume that it was Matamayu. Amale Rebbe said Adah. Rebbe said to Madai, Bar Pika or Bar Kapora. Oime Bishtusa or Bar Kapora still has a stupid cheeto here. Ain't Safik Tuma Tzav HaPnei Amayim Tohar. We don't say that just because the Tuma is floating on the water, whoever is in the room remains Tohar. Ela Sheretz, it's only in context of Sheretz, of a dead rodent. Therefore, until you touch it, you don't have time at you. Avo be mace, but a mace who's floating on the water is ka'oimehu. It's as if he's standing up, and therefore, if you have a sofi and you touch him or not, you have to assume that you touched him. Okay? Says Gemara, kadot anoi. It's like this, and I'm saying, kol hanizrakim. Anything you toss. Spake on Torah, the suffix is Torah. In other words, I toss you dead rodents. No offense, Matt. I'm just testing your Torah, Tyra, and Tumah quality. So I have to throw you dead rodents. So I don't know if I hit you or missed you, or you certainly now don't know if I hit you or missed you either. So now, because we can make and assume that what? Torah. Yeah, missed him, right? With the exception of Gazayas and Mace, if it's a mahil, if it's large enough to create an ohel over the person that whom it was thrown, even if it doesn't hit him, but it creates an ohel over him, Shehein Metami Milamato Lamawa. They're Metami from below and above, meaning that you can create an ohel either by going under the Tomei piece or above the Tomei piece. And you can create an ohel by going under the Tomei piece. Okay.
And it goes right over your head.
Right, and that actually is the OL over your head. Okay. So says more. So we see we're machmir by kazayis min hamace. Machmir is kazayis may seem where it's thrown, I should say, and therefore certainly if it floats on the water, also machmir less it came into contact with you. That's what we're saying. That's the key point. They wanted to test the limits of halacha. Obviously, there's no sane reason to throw them. No, he's not too sane. Yes, but he wanted to bring down the other guy with him. Okay. So, Leisa Lepli Rabbi Yosha is not arguing Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yosha said, Tuma Tmuna Bekarko Shabbais. If you have a tmuna, tuma hidden in the floor of the house, should be ein, not hanazir, but rather ein nazir megalech olo megalech. The nazir doesn't have to go shave if you walk out of the house or into the house. So why not? Why should not? Just a second. Yeah, the Rabbi Yosha by Tuma Tuma by Karkosh by Isif. You have Tuma which is in the floor of the house. A Nazim Gilech, the Nazir, ain't a Nazim Gilech. You get a Korma, the Nazir does not shave. Right? Now, why not? Why are we not afraid that he walked over that place? It was like we're afraid where they toss it at you or it's floating on the water. Why are we afraid that it hit you here, that it hit the Nazir walked over it? Says Zamora, I'm Rabbi Yosha, coming outside, becoming shaved. Depends where he walks. He walks on the side, he walks directly over them. Rabbi Zayin Shem Bin Amar, I feel Tamer coming outside, even as well in both cases on the side. The Tamer coming connected on both cases right over them. Mao Tom, it's an interesting concept. You can become Tomei Vein Mekalech. Yes, it's entirely possible that you walk through the house to become Tomei. Right, if there's tumah in the ground, but that's the tumah is not necessarily going to make you have to shave, because there are many tumas by nose where you don't shave. Tumas sata home, you don't shave. So tumas sata. So this is one of the tumas that the Mishnah says that you break it. That means that you break it, but you don't actually have to be in korban tumah. So you just stop. You know, going to spend the animation. You could pick up later on down the road. Okay, Hamotzi Meis B'Tchila, somebody who finds a dead body initially. Now, initially means that the first one he's going to find in perhaps a succession. This is, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer's backyard. Hamotzi, what's his name actually was his backyard? It was, the guy in Chicago was his backyard.
John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy, right. Hamotzi Meis B'Tchila, you find an initial dead body. Mushko Dako not lying the normal way for a dead body. You know, the Kormanator actually points out that the way a normal Jew dies is laid out. This is the Kormanator, Pnei Moshe. Maybe it's more itself. I remember. I don't remember. Somebody says here it's hands over heart, facing up. Yeah. By Goyim, actually, buried the famous Shroud of Turin. You know, Yoshka's shroud, there's a whole dispute whether it's authentic. And part of the dispute is because it has there, the guy there has his hands over the groin in the way he's buried. And we don't bury with hands over groin, bury with hands over heart. Okay, so Amit, he finds the mace, the betchila mushka v'gadaku lying in normal fashion, netolo vestful. So you want to move, and you need to move the mace. This actually is interesting Mishnah because it really has to do with the issues of moving dead bodies now in Eretz Yisrael. They want to build roads and things like that, and they find dead bodies. Can they move them? So actually, it's not so simple that you can't move them. That's what the sugya is going to be about, whether you can move them or not. Okay, so. He's lying in the normal way. Notlo, he take him, Vespusoso, and three tfachim of ground from around him, of soil. Motzeshnai, he found two Notlo, Vespusoso, he take them, and three tfachim of ground, three etzbos, actually, three finger breadths of ground around each one. Motzeshlosho, if you find three dead bodies, that's something else. Emesh ben Zelazev, between each one, there's Midad Amos and Shmona Amos. Shmona, it's a chin 4 and 8 ounce to cheat each one. Kilometer kovrei, the amount of place where it takes, where a person, where the people accompanying the hammock to its final burial place stand. So then, our razor school's quest is considered to be a grave city. And Bodhi Menel alone, you have to check from the last one and further in the direction, as 3 amos, 20 amos hence, before you conclude that the field is tar. He found one at the very end of the 20 amos. Then Bode came in with Aloni, broke a check from their 20 amos. This is indicative, because the fire of Mason is indicative of the extent of the cemetery. As opposed to Shilu B'tchilu Matzah, if you only had found one to begin with, then of course no Lovis was so just to take it and the dirt surrounding it. Eza Mushkadaka. Oh, here it is. It's more. Eza Mushkadaka. What's the line normal way? Raglam Mefushatos, his leg extended, Biyodav Ali Bone, his hands on his heart. Ali Matokam Tutsu, he found it broken up on the Omer, say, Gal. The Nafa Allah, I say, an avalanche fell upon him, Varago, and killed him. So says the Gemara, Vatani, then we learn. Mota Shnaim, Mishoini, Mitzad, Bitzad, the same Shuru, Mitzad, Margulis say you find the heads of a second pair of dead bodies next to the legs of the first pair. You take them and their tusa. So why not? Why did you deem it to be a Beis HaKoros? Why did you just take them and the three exposed of them among them? So Simon, they wanted to say, Kamtsuts Mau. They wanted to say that what's Kamtsuts?
1 second, I'm going to show you this is right.
Okay, so name. No, I mispunctuated. That's what I did wrong. So let me go. Let me start the Gemara again. Ezel Mushkav Gedaka. What's the normal fashion? Bam Mushutosus is leg extended. The other Valiba on his hand on his heart. Hand on his heart. Ali Moto Kamtutz. If you say Kamtutz, I my Gana fall over. I go find Kamtutz. Then I say then avalanche upon him. It's not really a cavern. That to be in a normal fashion, not crumpled up. Now, once legs next to the other head, they take them and their tavusa. You don't assume that there's a basic forest there. And several Maymar, he wanted to say, what's Kamtutz is Mao? Roshem Tzai will say, it's not a case of Kamtutz, their heads next to their feet. So Rabbi Lazar said no. We could go and Elaine Nunaya Tzulaya. This is not Kamtsuts, the fact that they're so close together. This is like fried fish. Reisha Dein Gavi Ukse the Hain. You put the head of one by the tail of the other. What, sardines, right? Ukse Dein, the tail of this one, Gavi Reisha the Hain. Next to the head of the other. So in fact, they switch back and forth. It's not a proof of any kamtsuts situation. The fact that they're buried in such close proximity, it happens, such things. Okay, so what is kamtsuts? So kamtsuts is made to buried in an unnatural position, or it's broken up, of course. And you find a whole bunch of dead bodies which are kamtsutsim, so they say it's not really a basic forest, but rather there was some tragedy which occurred there and everybody died in that tragedy. Like a treacherous mountain pass or something like that. So it says in Moria,
but either way, it's considered a basic forest.
No. If they're heaped together there, we assume it's not Beis HaKoros.
Because it was a tragedy.
7:30. What? Yeah.
Because it was just tragedy, not a specific
right.
Area.
That's right. Okay. Bram of Boykum Raymond, that's Bram of Raymond. Tamanatam or elsewhere you said, in all those, Malakit etzem, you gather from your parents bone by bone. And everything is tar. Now, what does it mean, I call tar? When you gather the place and everything was left behind there, when you gather everything in a place, everything left behind is tar. Recall it's a marachi. Here you require
greater stringencies, I think that's the question. I guess 1 second.
Yeah, basically the question is that you're not allocating enough. Again, let's read inside the third line down. Bokum Raimona, the pastor Raimona. Tamaratam, what they say? Market etzem etzem. They're not allocating enough. You gather bone by bone, a cold tor, and everything is tor. But ka, you say, Romer, achin, you have to gather up the whole body, plus the tfusa, plus the layer of dirt around it. That's a much bigger chumra. How come? So says the Gemara, Amalei, so he said, it's back to him, and more about, so look at the next statement. It says, imitzkina lekever, if initially it was made into a grave, then he can't just gather bone by bone, yeshul tfusas tfusa, because then his whatever came out of his body takes hold of an area. Is that knocking?
Are
you sure? Sounded very hot. What? Did we ever tell them the combination? Well, it's just an excuse for me to get some soda. A
couple of weeks.
A couple of months. Okay. In any event, so look at the question like this. In one place, it says you can gather bone by bone. The other case, it says you have to gather not only the body, but the secretions around the body. So what's the chiluk? So the Gemara's answer is quite clear. Gemara says, and the fourth line down, Omar Lay said, and more than about straw. You read the next line, it says, Yemiskino Lekev, wherever this is, Commissioner Olos, I guess. Yemiskino Lekever, if you initially designated as a kever, then the issue to listen, then you have to gather the secretions into the dirt around it. But if it's not initially designated as a kever, then you don't have to gather the secretions in the dirt, all you have to gather is the bones themselves. Okay, Kamatusas a kever. How much is Tusa Sakever? So Kolev Shoshet Bos, it means you take three finger breadths of dirt around the corpse, Amako Shonol Yorit, to the place where the secretions go into the dirt. Okay? Amrav Chizkiz said, look at our mission says that you can move bodies, right? Adamra as much teaches us, Mace Mitzvah, if you have a Mace Mitzvah, Mutulafanos, you're allowed to move him. Rav Zirzeh said, not necessarily. Tipatish Nikmash Lobish was Kubitzah, where it was buried without permission. Says more, or Obish Nikmar Lashela. It was buried with permission, but like temporarily. Shela means, you know, by query, but it means here temporarily. Okay? Bechash Lamar Shermates Mitzvah, who? Maybe it's the Mace Mitzvah who was permitted to be buried there. So Rabbi Zero said, we don't assume that. Chain Mason Mitzvah Mitzvah. It's not prevalent to find Mason Mitzvah. So therefore, it's unlikely. If you find an isolated body, not in the vicinity of a graveyard, you assume it was put there Shalom B'Shus, or was put there, you know, temporarily, and you can move it. Not Mason Mitzvah. As if it's a Mace Mitzvah, even isolated one is kind of a coma, but we assume it's not a Mace Mitzvah. Okay? Nitzetzah, Mr. Kurtz, Shloshim, Minek, Farsim, the three types of graves. Kevin names, if you just find a grave, nobody knew about it. But finally, so you remove it, you remove the body. But you know, once you remove it, the coma, its place is, it should be Tomei. The place is Tomei, not Torah. It says inside Tomei. Because we're afraid that there are other kvarim in the vicinity. You only found one. Excuse me, or maybe the other words, maybe the other is tummy. But also, not knowing the grave itself is also what I benefit from, because the mace might have been buried there with permission. We're not sure. That's how we can move it, but we're not. It's also about no. Kevri Yadua, if there's a known grave there, Ema Fano, so you can't remove it. You can't remove the body. Pino, if you did remove it, from Mokomo Tar, the place is Tar, because we don't know of any, we know that this grave, we don't have any other graves in the vicinity, so we assume that the area around is Tar. And the area around it is Mutar and Nano as well. Kavar, Shukever Shumazik is a rabbit. Now, Kever, which is damaging, is debilitating to the masses who are present, and so then, Mifano, so you remove it. Pino, if you remove it, Mekomo, the place it says here is Tomei, because there might be other graves there, but the Shari Terezol says the Rabbanis Gori is tar, because since Mazik is Rabbi, you'll have to move it, whatever's left in the vicinity, assume is not graves and it's tar. Bas Banoya, but also it's Osir Bano. Hora, the place around it, Osir Bano. Rabbi Ava Bar Koin, Big Fire, Hora Rabbi Ava Bar Koin, Bar Koin, Big Fire, Kavio, Ipaskin, Big Fire, Kavio, Mikoma Mutter Banoya. No, the place where it was is Mutter Banoya, where the Kerbuch damages the masses. Mao Poli? What, this is an argument? Says more, no. If the mace came before the city, so he was allowed to be there, and therefore his area is Osabanoa. The Kamishkamosayer, if the city preceded him, so then he was not allowed to be there, and therefore his grave is not Osabanoa. Tani, we learned, a very interesting law, Kever, you have a city which grew and grew and grew, and now the Kever Shaki Foso are here. They're firing 15-inch shells at us. What? Two-incher? And the howitzers are coming next. All right. Right. Hello, Sonny Gory. Beats me. Patty, cameras are keeping here. Michelle Shruchos. You have a grave which the city now surrounds it on three sides. Okay, the city now surrounds it on three sides. We find out so you can remove the grave. Because it's a nuisance, right? People have to go from one side of the city to the other, and they're going to become Tommy walking over the grave. So you can remove the grave. Mishteruchos, if the grave is only at two sides, aim if I know, so you can't remove it because it's not yet a nuisance, right? Amrei Chisda said, "Man, if I know." So he said that you can remove the grave is also benozin tov shim amishraim has to be within the air domain of the city, which is within 72/3 ramas of the city. Man, aim if I know. Oh, I skipped the line. Oh, I skipped the important line. By Shnei Ruchos, East Tiny Tiny Final, so some people say you can remove it. East Tiny Tiny in Final, so some people say you can remove it. My Amra Chizra said, Manda Mara Final, so he says you can remove it. When the city is encroached upon it, it is encroached within the city. But also, so Shin Amishan is within 72/3 Amas of the city. Minor in Final, so he said you can remove it. It's Benosin Chutashim Amishi, right? Where it's beyond 72/3 Amas away from the city, even though the city is developing it on two sides. Or one could say, he who says to remove the grave is Baosino, so Kamin, instead of Gam, take the word from the next line, it should be Kamin Hey. If it's like a Hey, the letter Hey, the letter Hey, the Corbin A, just in case you forgot what a Hey looks like. So then there's actually city on the third side. It's just not a complete line of city, right? It's just a little leg of city, right? So then you can remove the grave. That's enough. You say you can't remove the grave, but also when it's made like Kamin Gam, which is just like a Dalit, right? And then can't remove it because people just go around from place to place, they don't go over the burial site. Says Gemara, Kol HaKvoros Mispanin. Every grave, oh, by the way, Tosefta Mabasa, the Shai Teresel brings it down. Seems sorry, it says that even if it's found on all four sides, the graveyard, as long as it's more than 40 amas distant from the city proper, you can't remove it. Okay? More than 50 amas away from it, you can't remove it. Regardless of how many sides that surround the compound. Says Mabasa, we learned, Kol HaKvoros Mispanin. All graves. Can be removed. Kuti kira metal sides of the grave of a king, the kivre and the kivre navi and the grave of a prophet. Now here there's a line missing. The Shaitar itself brings it down. Should be Rabbi Kiva says you can even move the kivre of a melech and the kivre navi. They also mispanin. So Amulo. So they said to Rabbi Akiva, how can you say this? Well, Kibre Bnei Dov Mispanin. Then the kever of David HaMelech on Mount Zion should be removed because it's the middle of the city, right? Now it's outside the city walls, but it used to be in the middle of the city, so how come they left it be there? If you can move any grave, even a king's. And also the Kvarim of Chulda. Chulda was the Nevi'ah, right? And her grave is in the middle of the city. I don't know where, but somewhere out in the city. So, Ha'ibushai, the Bodhi Shlaim. Nobody ever removed them. There it's a proof. There was a tunnel there. From there, the tumor would bore down and go out to Nachal Kidron. Meaning, low brows that somebody might create an OL over the cavern. And that's only if it's tumor retuta. There's no other way out. If it's not a way out, so then the tumor would not go up. So that's why in that case they made a different opening. It wouldn't be a problem with the tumor. They didn't have to remove the grave. Okay? Says the Gemara, time to learn it over there. It says when you contract to build a graveyard, you have to make an opening, a courtyard, the opening of the cave which you bury, 6 amas by 6 amas, the full size of a coffin. But here you say that 4 amas is enough. It says anywhere between 4 amas and 8 amas away might be another grave, right? So there it says, over there, in the case of the burial, you just need amount to the you just need the proper amount I'm not sure how I should just say that, whether I said it right or wrong. Let me repeat it again. If you have, says more Taman, over there, in the case of the contractor, he's got to make, actually it should have been up, the opposite. Over here, in the case of measuring graveyards which are lost, so we assume the bare minimum to hold a coffin, right? So that's Amito medicine, the bed standing still, which is 4 amos. But over there, where we said that you have to make up to 6 amos, 6 by 6 amos for the coffins to stand still during the burial service, that's Momita Choseres, enough room for it to take a lot for them to turn around. They need to turn around. So you need a little bit more room, so for that you make a little bit larger. So it's 4 by 4, 6 by 6. Ad Eichon, how far do you have to search for another grave? Ad Kadei, when you find one grave in your field? Actually, you find 3 graves. So you have to search. And this is what it takes for a procession to walk. Notes and mita, those who bear the coffin, chilufein, those who take the place, chilufein. And those who would take the place, those who take the place. Okay, Tanina, we learned over there. Kamshin or two opposed me arabamas. If you have a vineyard, and for kilayan purposes, it's got to be 5 saplings planted within 4 amos, no more, no less of each other. Hashem Eno Kamshin says that's not a vineyard. The Chomer and Chomer say, Kerem, it is a vineyard. Now, there's less than 4 amos between the trees, right? Did I say that before? Less than 4 amos between the trees, that's a critical point. So therefore, each tree by itself, Lichar, will not survive. But they're more than the prerequisite 5 trees. So you can uproot the in-between trees and still be left with 5 trees. Is that clear? Excuse me. So what about where between the in-between trees is less than 4 amos each one? So Rishon says they're all going to be uprooted because they don't have enough growing space. So if it's not a carom, and therefore kilayim can be planted closer in. Kormi Yechon say, top of Membolo, now, carom, it's still a vineyard. Hi, there are excess vines too, which should be there. You have to cut them out. Ruinous and size kilayim, and we see the middle ones which are there as if they're not there. Okay? So what about here? We have too many graves. They're too close together, within 4 and 8 amas of each other. Says Mara. All right, Shem Bar Bava, Shem Yelam said, Kashem Shechalukin Khan. It's like they argue over here by Kilayim, right? Kare Lukin Bashkunas Paras, so to the argument by Shkunas Paras. I'm Rabbi Yenner said, Velo Dami, it's not comfortable. Now, the next four lines are very cryptic here. I'm going to read them the way I copied over in my Gemara from Kilayim, when we learned it way back when. Okay, and you can follow more or less, but it's not basically really not really the same thing. Tamon over there, which means by us. Meruvachim v'ritzofon. Let's say the graves are space of property, you added more graves in the middle. Yesh neshchunas kfaras, it's still considered to be a neighborhood of graves. Because obviously the fact that you ran out of space and had to bury people closer together doesn't diminish from being a graveyard, right? Ritzufin revokin, however, what if they were many together and then you spread them out? Elam shchunas kfaras, and you lost the status of a cemetery. Baramacha, however, by Kilayim, revokin beritzofin, if you had more than enough vines to create a vineyard, and you put in too many, so that way, because you don't have it. But I have to read it wrong. Time of revolving itself on by the properties, and you put them more in years from grocery stores, still a graveyard. With Sufin, if they were too close together, and you scattered them, meaning you have graves every 4 hours apart, and you scattered them, and the school scores, it's not considered to be a graveyard. You know why? Because we assume the way, since they're too close together to begin with, they must have gone there via an accident, right? And therefore, it was never a graveyard. And now that you scatter them, it doesn't make it a graveyard necessarily. Okay? Now, Bramoch, however, by a vineyard, Meruvachim, there were enough trees in the space, the regular intervals. And then Ritzofi, you put them close together, Machlokas, Rabbanan, and I forget who it is there, too. Machlek is too tanoim, whether it's still considered to be a vineyard, because you could uproot the middle trees or not. However, Ritzufi, if there were two close together, Urevachan, then you made enough space absolutely afterwards, then for sure, Dibra Kol, everybody agrees that that's considered to be a vineyard. Now, back to our Gemara. Beram Hocha, the seventh line down. But here, Mao Pligin, where do we have Machlokas? B'Shaba Matan Ritzufin, where you found them close together to begin with. Rabbi Shimon Omer Gal Nafal, Rabbi Shimon says, an avalanche fell upon them, Ritzufin, and put them close together. Rabbi Omer Abon says, no, Meruvachin, you initially they were buried scattered. Urits are fun, and then somebody put them close together, and they are still considered to be a shkuna square, still considered to be a graveyard. Akama trichin alav. Now, it says you find a grave, we have to check 20 amos beyond that. How far do we make you check? So Rabbi Yosef Shemir Maisha by Yumi said, Ar Arbim Amo, 240 amos. No more than that. You don't have to check more than 40 amos away from the spot where you are. We don't assume Tum is that far. Now, I'm going to read the next line still in the Mishnah the way Shai Torah says, Yitzrom, we read them, which mean totally not like they are here. Badek Esrim, you check 20 Amos. Umotza, then you found within 20 Amos another mace. Bodek, you check, should be Od Esrim, another 20. Okay? You check another 20. Bodek Esrim, you checked another 20 months and you found another one. Ain't no Bodek, they don't have to check. It says Bodek, you don't have to check. Why is that? Because they only made you check up to 40 Amos, right? So now 20, then another 20. Okay, it could be goes on, but you're not Mukhayev to check. Okay? Bodek Esrim, if you checked up to 20. East Tani Tane. Oh. One second, but all right, I punctuated wrong. Let me go back one line. But I guess in Matza Bodek Odestream, but I guess in Matza Bodek Odestream. Okay, keep each time that those who said Tane, that those who said Bodek Bodak Esrim Umatza. You could check 20 and you found Bodek you check Od Esrim, and then Bodek Esrim Umota, but Bodek Od Esrim. Basically, it's machlokes like this. I'm not sure if I got here so right or wrong, but I'll tell it to you outside because it's very simple. How far does that make you go? They make you go every 20 amos until you finally run out. Finally, go 20 amos which are clean. They only make you go 40 amos regardless of whether they're clean or not. Okay, that's the issue. Because since it's Rabbanu made you look, so they may continue to make you look every as long as you haven't gone for 20 clean amos without a corpse, or they make you look just until the end of 40 amos, not beyond that. That's the issue. Okay? Says more further. We don't know what the answer is. Says more further. Look it out. Call Savin Ivoim any question in Taraz. Batchilatar, we assume it's Tahar. Actually, Nitzka Klutuma until we have to brand the Tome. Mishkas Nitzka Klutuma, once you brand the Tome, on the contrary, we have to say Sfeko Tome, and we have to be Metame. So until you make a Tome, we give the benefit of the doubt to the Torah. Once it becomes Tome, then you need a definite overturning to make a Torah again. Now, Mishiva Drakim Bokli Mesazov. The non-sequitur, but at the end of the Masechta, we have to throw in a bunch of stuff. We check his Zav 7 ways to see maybe he doesn't have the actual disease, but maybe it's just a result of some other activity, such as actually it's got to do before we brand tummy, such as Mamachol, did he eat too much? Mishnah, did he drink too much? Mamasi, he carried too much? Kvitza, did he jump too much? Becholi, was he sick? Bimara, did he see something? Bihira, did he have a bad thought? But that's only before he make him Torah. Mishinitzkak Lutuma, once he becomes Torah, so we don't question. We just assume whatever that he continues to remain Torah. Onso Sveiko. To remain Torah, my apologies. Onso Sveiko, if you have a question about after he became Torah, whether it was Onus or there's a Suffolk, or Sheikh Bazar, or his regular semen, Tameim, they're all Tomei. Shraglaim Dover, because we understand at this point that it's Mustama because of his Ziva, not because of some other reason. Says.
Sounds like it's a Chazak issue.
Right, it's basically a Chazak issue, that's what it is. I think it's learned out from Sukkim here, as we see. Vitime also. You're matamim, esa vadai hu matame. You're only matamim somebody who's definitely in Mitzora. Ve esa, anytime it's solving, not one who's questionable. Lo mutumosan, he continues to be tame. Achi eda shetor, until you know you become tor. Why? Because it says vetiharo. You're matarim, the same idea. Esa vadai hu matar. So definitely one you retire. Ve anytime it's solving, not matarim is somebody who is a suffix. And we will stop here for this evening. That's as far as I prepared. That's as far as I prepared.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.